Jack Reacher, I presume,
she said. Reacher shoved his donut between his teeth and wiped his fingers on his pants and shook her hand. Then he waited at her shoulder as she unlocked her street door, watched as she deactivated an alarm with a keypad in the lobby. The keypad was a standard 3x3 cluster with the zero alone at the bottom. She was right-handed. She used her middle finger, index finger, ring finger, index finger, without moving her hand much. Brisk, decisive motion, like typing. Probably 8461, Reacher thought. Dumb or distracted to let me see. Distracted, probably. She can't be dumb. But it was the building's alarm, not her personal choice of numbers, so she hadn't given away her home system or her ATM card.
Follow me.
Reacher followed her up a narrow staircase to the second floor. He finished his donut on the way. She unlocked the door and led him into an office. It was a two-room suite. Waiting room first, and then a back room for her desk and two visitor chairs. Very compact, but the decor was good. Good taste, careful application, full of the kind of expensive stuff a solo professional leases to create an impression of confidence in a client. A little bigger, it could have been a lawyer's place, or a cosmetic surgeon's.
I spoke to Brewer. I called him at home after you called me. I woke him up. He wasn't very happy about that.
I can imagine.
He's curious about your motives.
Lauren Pauling's voice was low and husky, like she had been recovering from laryngitis for the last 30 years. Reacher could have sat and listened to it all day long.
Therefore, I'm curious, too.
She pointed at a leather client chair. Reacher sat down in it. She squeezed sideways around the end of her desk. She was slender, and she moved well. She turned her chair to face him, sat down. I'm just looking for information, Reacher said.
But why?
Let's see if it leads me to where I need to tell you.
Brewer said you were a military cop.
Once upon a time.
A good one?
Is there any other kind? Pauling smiled, a little sadly, a little wistfully.
Then you know you shouldn't be talking to me.
Why not?
Because I'm not a reliable witness. I'm hopelessly biased.
Why?
Think about it. Isn't it obvious? If Edward Lane didn't kill his wife, then who the hell did? Well, I did. That's who. Through my own carelessness.
Chapter 24. Reacher moved in his chair and said, Nobody scores 100%. Not in the real world. Not me, not you, not anybody. So get over it.
That's your response.
I probably got more people killed than you ever met. I don't beat myself up over them. Shit happens. Pauling nodded.
It's the sister. She's up there in that weird little area all the time. She's like my conscience.
I met her.
She weighs on my mind.
Tell me about the Three of Clubs. Pauling paused, like a gear change.
We concluded it was meaningless. There had been a book or a movie or something where assassins left calling cards, so we tended to get a lot of that at the time. But usually they were picture cards, mostly aces, mostly spades. There was nothing in the databases about threes. Not much about clubs either. Then we thought maybe this was one of three connected things, you know. But there was never anything else similar to put with it. We studied symbolism and number theory. We checked with UCLA. Talked to the people who study gang culture. Nothing there. We talked to semiotics people at Harvard and Yale and the Smithsonian. We talked to Wesleyan in Connecticut, got some linguistics person working on it, nothing there. We had a grad student at Columbia working on it. We had people with brains the size of planets working on it. Nothing anywhere. So the Three of Clubs meant nothing. It was designed to make us chase our tails, which in itself was a meaningless conclusion, because what we needed to know was who would want us to chase our tails.
Did you look at Lane back then, even before you heard Patty's theories? Pauling nodded.
We looked at him very carefully, and all his guys, more from the point of view of threat assessment back then, like who knew him, who knew he had money, who even knew he had a wife.
And?
He's not a very pleasant man.
He's borderline mentally ill.
He has a psychotic need to command.
Patty Joseph says the same things.
She's right.
And you know what? Reacher said. His men are mostly a couple of sandwiches short of a picnic, too. They've got a psychotic need to be commanded. I've talked to some of them. They're civilians, but they're holding fast to their old military codes, like security blankets, even when they don't really enjoy the results. They're a weird bunch. All special forces and black ops, so naturally the Pentagon wasn't very forthcoming. But we noticed two things. Most of them had been around the block many, many times. But there were far fewer medals among them than you would normally expect to see. And most of them got general discharges, not honorable discharges, including Lane himself. What do you think all of that means?
I suspect you know exactly what it means.
I'd like to hear it from your professional perspective.
It means they were bad guys, either low-level and irritating, or bigger deals, but with charges not proven.
What about the lack of medals?
Messy campaigns, gratuitous collateral damage, looting, prisoner abuse. Maybe prisoners got shot, maybe buildings got burned.
And Lane himself?
Ordered abuse, or failed to prevent it, or maybe participated in it. He told me he quit after the Gulf the first time around. I was there. There were pockets of bad behavior.
Stuff like that can't be proved?
Special forces operate on their own, miles from anywhere. It's a clandestine world. There would have been rumors, that's all. Maybe a whistleblower or two, but no hard evidence.
Pauling nodded again. Those were our conclusions, internally generated. We employed a lot of ex-military in the Bureau.
Employed? You employed the good ones. The ones with honorable discharges and medals and recommendations.
Is that what you got?
All of the above. But I had a couple of promotion hiccups because I'm not a very cooperative guy. Gregory asked me about that. The first one of them I spoke to, the first conversation we had, he asked if I had had career problems. He seemed happy that I had.
Put you in the same boat?
Reacher nodded. And it kind of explains why they're sticking with Lane. Where else are they going to get 25 grand a month with their records?
Is that what they get? That's 300,000 a year.
It was back when I learned math.
Is that what Lane offered you, 300 grand?
Reacher said nothing.
What is he hiring you for?
Reacher said nothing.
What's on your mind?
We're not done with the information yet.
Ann Lane died 5 years ago in a vacant lot near the New Jersey Turnpike. That's all the hard data we'll ever have.
Gut feeling?
What's yours?
Reacher shrugged. Brewer said something to me. He said he just didn't know, which was weird for him, he said, because whereas he was sometimes wrong, he always knew. And I'm exactly the same. I always know. Except this time, I don't know. So what's on my mind right now is that I have nothing on my mind.